Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
They're going to be fired up. I am too. And so, you know, whatever time we end up playing at, whether it's the day game or the night game, we're going to be fired up, ready to go.
This is Brewers 360.
Keller's opening pitch. Ground ball sharply hit. Horner has it on a dive. Gets up, throws to first, and the Cubs off the mat. Survive in game three and force a fourth game tomorrow night at Wrigley.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers Senior Vice President, General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Were you there, Matt? You in Chicago this morning?
Uh-oh. Well, we know Pancake talked to him. He was on the line.
He was there.
Oh, hey.
There he is.
Hey, guys. Sorry. I'm here. Yeah, sorry.
Are you busy doing
I am here in Chicago.
Are you busy doing general manager stuff? Like, we can let you go if it helps my team, Matt. Like,
what? Yes, very busy, but no, happy to talk to you guys.
Well, all right, we weren't going to win every single game in the run-up to a championship, so we give one in Chicago. Electric environment. I texted Eric right after the game. I'm like, man, but for the outcome, that really was a great ball game. Everything happened, and the energy is just really, really cool right now in this series.
Yeah, absolutely. We knew, like we talked about, we knew that this was going to be a really tough series, and that is a really good team over there. But, you know, look, that's a tough environment to play in, you know, and I think our fans were bringing it at our place, and their fans were bringing it yesterday, and that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to win big games in tough environments to advance here. And you know, look, I think our guys, especially, you know, after we got past the first inning, you know, with Quintana and Anderson and Patrick, all the guys that stepped up yesterday in the middle of the game to keep us in that game was really a huge credit to the entire team. And again, being able to keep that game close after where we were early on is a credit to the entire group and how they've been playing all year.
A lot of curiosity in the room today as we've been talking, Matt, about who you start tonight. Now, we don't anticipate you're going to share that with us, but when do you have to officially announce who the starter is?
Yeah, I think it's 3 hours before the game. We're still working through it. We're going to meet this morning and discuss just kind of who's available. And again, like I've talked about with you guys and others, it's really just about making sure that it's all hands on deck at this point. You know, we've had all these different guys have been contributing all year, and whether it's a Mizorowski outing at the front of the game or the middle of the game or an Ashby or you know, any of the starters that we've had kind of going on, we've just had so many different guys in just willing to take the ball, you know, and that's what it's about. Our guys willing to just do whatever it takes. Quintana, you know, again, yesterday doing what he did. So, again, for us at this point of the season, it's really all hands on deck.
Obviously, in evaluating that decision, Matt, you and Murph and the others in the room are looking at how much rest, you know, who matches up with this guy versus that guy, all of those things. But how much does the psychology of the player that you're going to trot out there in that high pressure situation play into it? And how do you know where guys' minds are at and whether they're ready for that big moment?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I mean, look, every single time you go out there, you want to bet on people, you know, and I think we've been through a lot. We've been through the fire, I think, in a lot of ways. And Murph does a really good job getting these guys prepared with that mentality to compete on this stage, you know. And so I think a lot of these guys have just been through that, and we've tested that throughout the season. And then, look, we have some younger guys, and you know, not everybody's done this yet, but I know that their mindset's going to be right just because of how they prepare and who they are. So, again, that, a lot of that is trial by fire a little bit in some cases, especially for the young guys. But, you know, again, just having the right mindset is something that I'm confident that our group will certainly have.
I know that he's a name that a lot of people around here could care less about. It's Craig Counsell, but I thought it's been fascinating. But it has been, like, it's been really cool seeing Pat Murphy and Craig talk about each other and just some of the, just obviously the friendship that they have and the relationship that they've had for so long. And obviously the booing that's been taking place at AmFam when he's come out and all that. Have you had any conversation with him? Have you been able to enjoy the moment at all with him at all? Or is that just he's an enemy right now?
No, yeah, look, I mean, I have a lot of incredible memories working with Craig for many years, and he is a friend. And, you know, this week is challenging because we're trying to beat those guys, you know, and he's on the other side today. But he's always going to be a good friend to me. And again, lots of good memories with him for many, many years. But, you know, look, at this point in the season, you know, we got to do what we got to do to win these games. And, you know, I'm on the Brewers' side, you know, today and hopefully for a long time.
That's a good side. Yeah, we prefer you being on that side as well. Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold is with us on Brewers 360 this morning. All right, so we got Game 4 tonight. If necessary, it would be Game 5 back here. And I believe we know that would be an afternooner at American Family Field on Saturday. Is that right, Matt?
I don't even, again, I'm usually bad with days and times, and I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. But I know, I really honestly don't even know what day it is today. We're in the mode where we're looking at bus times and when to be there and you know, what we need to do to be ready for tonight, you know, and that's what we're focused on because, you know, that's where our head is right now. And again, we're obviously watching the other teams and, you know, working on our playoff preparations for hopefully the next round and beyond that. So, right now I'm focused on, you know, win tonight. That's been our mentality all year.
Hey, actually, an odd question, but I know Wrigley underwent that major renovation not that long ago to upgrade that historic ballpark. And regardless of what you think of the Cubs, I highly encourage a visit at any point. You don't even have to go watch the Brewers. Like, just, it's a ballpark you want to see and go visit. I'm curious, though, where do you set up? Like, do they have a spot? Like, do you have a box? Because there's not a lot of room there. Like, where do you watch the games?
No, not much room. Yeah, no. So usually during the season, we're in one of those little media booths kind of outside of the press box. But this series, obviously, there's a lot more media involved. So they put us and our staff into a suite sort of down the right field line. So we're jammed in there, cheering like crazy. There's Cubs fans all around, and we're going nuts in there for the crew. And that's all right, but... hopefully the guys can hear us, but we're trying to be as loud as we can and support the team.
What happened to that stadium? Because it used to be a bandbox. I feel like so many years it was such a hitters friendly park, and it seems like it's the opposite now.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think for a long time it really did. I don't know if the winds, the weather, whatever, you know, it's the size. I know the corners are a little deep, but. Yeah, that's a really good question. I was actually saying the same thing the other day, that it does play a little bit bigger than it feels like it used to.
Okay, last chance to tell us who's going to start today.
still working on it. Remember, all hands on deck for the crew.
Awesome.
Very well. Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Best of luck tonight, Matt.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News.